Welcome to the Battle of the Brothers, Utah Utes and BYU Football Podcast. We're two brothers, one a true blue BYU Cougars fan, the other a diehard Utah Utes fan. Battle it out about BYU Cougars and Utah Utes football. I'm your host, C-Double, so let me introduce you to our battling brothers. Our BYU fanboy is TC. What's up?
Yo, and I'm still kicking it up in Massachusetts.
All right. And our Utes diehard is K-Ray.
So, game 34, suckers. Game 34.
All right. So, BYU and Utah both had good wins this past weekend. Let's jump right into it. K-Ray, let's start with you. Despite some key injuries to Huntley and Moss, both out for the season, Utes pulled off a big win at home versus Oregon. So break down this game. Give us your take on what it means for Utah.
Yeah, well, without our starting quarterback and our starting running back, there was some trepidation, clearly, as you'd expect. But I think there's also a little bit of kind of like hope, like, well, this is kind of like almost like a new season, you know? What's going to happen here? What's Troy Taylor going to do? Our offensive coordinator, he's got to be different. He's got to think outside of the box a little bit. I was especially nervous because Moss went down like, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday. I mean, towards the end of the week before the game. So it's not like it's not like the team had a full week to prepare without Moss. So that made me especially nervous. Good game plan by Troy Taylor. He really utilized the tight ends more than they've been utilized all year. Cole Fotheringham was our leading receiver, one of our tight ends. He had 76 yards, 5 receptions. Brent Keithy, one of our other freshman tight ends, he had 4 for 47. Mixing little Britton Covey and good game plan. The game ball from Coach Woodenham went to Armand Shine, 26 carries, 174 yards off the bench. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Great game all the way around. And the defense, the defense did what they had to do. They allowed a little more rushing than I like to see. I think 115, 117, something like that yards, but kept them in check. The defense bent a lot, but didn't always break, and that's what you got to do against Oregon. And this is Oregon, right? This isn't a nobody. This is a high powered offense, and we held our own. And given what we were up against, very happy with the victory.
Okay, TC, give us your thoughts on the Utes win versus Oregon.
Well, there's not much to disagree with K-Ray about. I mean, they looked really good. Shelly looked – I mean, I almost wonder if they had started Shelly from the beginning, how much further along Utah would be. Huntley, I think, sputtered a little bit in the beginning games, but then, like we said, he was playing really, really well. But Shelly came in and, man, he didn't miss a beat at all. He looked really good. I'd only disagree with K-Ray on one thing. I guess I'm not disagreeing with K-Ray. I guess I'm disagreeing with Kyle Whittingham. The game ball should not have gone to the running back Shine. It should have gone to the back judge who called the phantom pass interference call. And the clock operator who mysteriously let another 2 or 3 seconds run off the clock. We talked about this. I mean, for all of the wins that Utah has gotten screwed over, and they have, like last year against Washington, the push in the back, or maybe that was 2 years ago, Utah totally got swindled out of a win, but they got one handed to them this week. I mean, they played well, but they needed the help from the officiating.
So wait. You're saying that if there was a second left from the 50-yard line, that Oregon would have won the game. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that if they didn't get the pass interference call in the touchdown in the end zone on third down, they would have had to settle for a field goal, and then it would have been a tie game.
It was pass interference. So how the official was just doing his job? I'm not sure how you can.
Oh no, that's where I disagree. It wasn't pass interference, and even the announcers were like, "Yeah, we don't see where that would be pass interference.
Well, he held his jersey. Go back and watch it. It was pass interference.
No, I watched it. I watched the same play that the replay that the announcers watched, where they said there was no pass interference. But that's okay. I mean, there's bad calls every game. I'm just saying, you cannot then complain the next game where Utah loses because of the refs if you win one or two because of them.
So you're saying we only won this game because of the refs? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you won that game because of that call. Yep.
Whoa. Our bold fighting words.
Oh, my God. For a Utes fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, do the math. If they would have had to have settled for a field goal there.
And we won by seven, so we only win by four if we only get a field goal there.
Okay, maybe I would have to do the math myself, I guess. Maybe I'm thinking incorrectly there, but I think if I recall correctly, that would have put him up by seven, right?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at it, I guess. All I know is it was pass interference and it was called correctly. That's all I know. We won by seven.
We're gonna agree to disagree. But like I said, there's no way that was pass interference, but I mean, every game has a bad call or two. So I mean, this one happened to go in Utah's favor this game. So just tell. I mean, here is a legit question: who will be reffing the BYU Utah game in 2 weeks? Is it going to be Pac-12 refs? I don't know the rules on that.
Well, I don't think there's independent refs out there, so I assume it's Pac-12 refs, but I honestly don't know. That's a good question. Do they bring in Mountain West refs? I have no idea.
Years ago, and we all remember this game when Oklahoma got swindled out of a win versus Oregon, there was a big stink thrown by Oklahoma, and I thought that actually changed the rules where when non-conference opponents come and play, the Pac-12 cannot have Pac-12 refs, because Oklahoma was, I mean, they had senators and congressmen talking about passing laws to officially give Oklahoma the win and the rule books and all sorts of stuff. And I think they were saying that we will never go to Pac-12 country again if there's Pac-12 refs. And I think, you know, there was a game at Arizona State where another team felt slighted. So I thought that they actually changed the rules, but that's something to look up, I guess. I don't know. I think
wasn't Kalani mad 2 years ago that they said Pac-12 refs gave Utah the game? I don't know. I don't know either. I assume it's Pac-12 refs, but I honestly don't know. There's good calls, there's bad calls in every single game. That's for sure. And so if you're worried about the refs, I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about it, but certainly something to look forward to in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out by the time the next game rolls around.
All right. So, yeah, spoken like a true BYU fan here.
already making excuses for the loss in 2 weeks because of the refs. Already.
Yeah.
BYU. Well, you gotta come
up with contingency plans.
BYU loses because of the refs and their opponent wins because of the refs. All right. So, yeah, I was actually completely shocked at this game. I thought Utah was going to come out completely flat like they did the second half against ASU when Huntley was out. And this week they also didn't have Moss. So I thought they were going to lay a duck egg against the Ducks. I mean, props to the coaching staff. I mean, this team came ready to play and they totally dominated from the very first drive. So now I was at the game and I was able to talk to some Utes fans and get their take on the game. So let's go ahead and listen to some of those. Most of the interviews were at the half or just after the half when the Utes were ahead. Well, they were ahead 19-7 and a half, and then Oregon scored right into the third quarter. So this is about when the interviews took place. So let's start it off with these fellas here. So here we go.
All right, so we're here with some real Utes fans. So give us your prediction of the rest of this game. Are the Utes going to pull this one off?
It's going to be close. We're going to need the defense to step up. The offense looked good early, but they kind of stalled out, which we expected. We need the defense to step up big here.
All right, so the defense is key. All right, so the real question is, the big rivalry game with BYU is coming up. Your quarterback is gone. Your lead running back is gone. Is that going to play a factor? All right, give me what you got.
Absolutely play a factor.
BYU starting a freshman quarterback as well. So, they're young. We're young. And we're used to playing better competition. They're playing, low-level competition.
Right.
We're playing the Oregons of the world. You know, we'll pull it out. It'll be tough, but we'll pull it out.
Keep in mind, this was all drinking from a flask while we're giving this commentary.
Let me tell you something, bro. Right. It would play a factor if we were playing a team that was better than Copper Hills High School, but we're talking about Brigham Young University, which is not, so it's not going to be a factor. 33-14 Utah, baby.
All right, we got it on record.
Okay, so that's the first group of fans. Let's hear what the second group of fans had to say.
So we are here at the Utes Oregon game. First of all, let me get your guys' prediction of the rest of the game. Utes are up. Are they going to pull it off?
Yeah.
I think they are. I think they win by 10.
I think it's going to go down to it.
All right. So
last second.
Yeah,
I do.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Utes are up, but they still think it's going to come down to the last second. All right. Now the upcoming rival game, big rivalry game with BYU is coming up here. So what's your predictions? Who's going to win?
Oh, Utah's going to win. No problem.
No problem. Okay.
45-0. Calling it.
45-0. That's some confidence there. Okay. What do you got? What's your prediction?
So we're talking the Colorado game?
Utah.
BYU. Oh, we play them this year. Yeah. I think in that scrimmage game, I think not ahead. Yeah.
Scrimmage game. All right. So
27-24.
What's that?
27-24.
Okay. That's there's a respectable guess.
They are.
So, all right. What about your quarterback being gone, your lead running back gone? Is that going to play a factor?
We'll play a factor, but I still think we'll come out on top.
We'll come out on top.
Yeah. I agree. 100%. Yep.
All right.
Better team. I'm more talent, better team, I'm afraid.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, final thoughts. Anything you want to say to the BYU fans out there?
Good luck.
It's tough to lose. Go Utes.
We're confident. Go Utes. It will be a good game. It always is, though.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. All right. There we have it. Some respectable Utes fans. All right. Thanks, guys.
We like Sweet. To talk to you.
All right.
Yeah. You guys do have some connection there. You can't be a total hater. Yeah.
All right. So we got another interview with some college students, with some U students. So let's hear what the University of Utah students say. So let's get their thoughts. Here we go.
We're here with some Utes fans. You guys are real Utes fans, right?
We're Utes fans.
Yeah.
They're real enthusiastic Utes fans there. All right. So first of all, Utes, are they going to win this game? They're barely ahead. Are they going to win?
I didn't think it was going to even be this close with the circumstances that we have right now with our injured players.
Right.
We seem to like kicking field goals in the red zone, so as long as we keep doing that, we're going to lose.
I've got faith. I think we can. I think we're good.
I think we'll be all right. Shelly, I think we'll be all right.
Shelly for Heisman.
We got it.
Shelly for Heisman. All right. Now the big rivalry game against BYU is coming up. Who's gonna win that game? What do you guys say?
I mean, has BYU ever won it? It's been like 12 years, right?
The last time BYU won it, I think I was like in diapers.
Yeah, we were in like sixth grade.
And I'm 21. So.
I think you're about right.
Historically, no, they're not gonna win.
Okay. Statistically,
it's
just, no.
No.
They're just not good. No one likes them. Have you ever been to one of their games? It's sad. It's like being at a funeral. Everyone's
lost
quiet.
To Northern Illinois the other week, right?
Like, oh, they sure did.
Come on. No.
All right. So you definitely are picking the Utes over BYU. All right. So any last thoughts for the fans out there?
Shelly for Heisman.
All right, there we have it. Utes fans on the record. Shelly for Heisman. So you guys don't think the injuries are gonna affect the outcome of the BYU game?
No, we got a Heisman winner on our team right now.
I mean, it might be, we might put up like 40 points instead of 60, but other than that, no, the result's gonna be the same.
Hello again.
All right, there we go. Injuries don't matter. Utes win.
All right, so there we have it. Utes fans have spoken. They are definitely predicting a win against BYU. All right, now, TC, you were at the UMass game. Let's get your thoughts on BYU's win versus the Minutemen.
Before I do, just a quick comment on the interviews with Utah fans. They're talking about giving away Heisman Trophy winners, and somebody already was a Heisman Trophy winner. Apparently, the University of Utah gives away Heisman Trophy winners and national championships, like the Seattle Times gives away free candy.
Seattle Times, dude, what's that reference?
That's your comeback, dude. Come on, man.
That's the poll that gave Utah the national championship.
Oh, okay.
What's free candy? What's free candy?
The fact that you didn't even know who they were demonstrates what I was saying.
I know exactly who they were. What is free candy?
We got, who's Seattle Times? We got a championship? What?
Dude.
That's good.
Could you not hear the sarcasm in their voice that the backup quarterback was playing well, so we're giving him the Heisman?
All right, I'll give it to you. I just like to give you guys a hard time with the national championship.
We all know the Seattle Times gave us the national championship 2008. What is free candy?
Well, no,
have
that's
to do
what
with
I'm
it?
Saying. They're talking about giving the Heisman Trophy away. That's what I'm saying. It's like you have to earn that, just like a national championship.
Dude, they're talking about our backup quarterback who's playing well, man. Relax. No one's attacking Ty Detmer. No one's doubting Ty Detmer, man. Relax. I will speak up for Ty. He really won it. Ty will speak up for Ty. Come on, man.
Dude, no one mentioned Ty until you did.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, let's move into the game. TC, you were at the UMass game, so let's hear your thoughts on that one.
All right, so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to – I'm actually still up in Massachusetts. I haven't had a chance to actually look at the statistics. So when you see a game in person, it's a little bit of a different take than when you're watching on TV. But, I mean, obviously, the first quarter we were pretty much still asleep. I think everybody – thought they were still in Mountain Time Zone and they should still be in bed. they eventually woke up and they put together a nice game. I mean, here's the thing. They're playing against Massachusetts, so it's a game that you don't get too excited for. This is a game that you should clearly win. You should clearly walk away comfortably, you know, with the win in the hip pocket. And so, I mean, it's nice to see Wilson. This is his third or fourth game. He put together some nice drives, especially the one in the first half and then a couple in the second half. So, I mean, to me, this is all kind of, you know, getting ready for the Utah game and an eventual bowl game. But we can talk a little bit more about the prospects for, you know, what each team is fighting for in the future. A bowl game is not. Necessarily a done deal. We talk a little bit more about that, but overall good. I still am scratching my head wondering why Riley Burt isn't getting more carries. I think he averaged 10 yards a carry, but he kind of got mop up time towards the end of the game there. We're really hurting at running back, and we got this guy who comes in, you know, at the end of each game and just like tears it up. And he's not getting any carries in the first half. So that's kind of the one thing I would really like to see, a more emphasis on the ground game early on in the game and getting Riley Burt in for some carries.
All right. K-Ray, what are your thoughts on the BYU win?
I thought it was good that Zach Wilson had a chance to play in Foxborough. By all accounts, from BYU fans, he's the next Tom Brady. So I thought it was good that he had a chance to get there and see what that's like and get used to that. It was against UMass. I don't, there's not much to say. It was there's not much to say. If BYU had not won that game, the season would have been a complete disaster. So I hate to say it was a must-win against UMass, but it kind of was, I guess, and BYU did what they were supposed to do. They dominated UMass. I don't think anyone's surprised by that. UMass is not a good football team. And it was what it was, a good game by BYU against a bad team.
Yeah, I thought it was a great win by BYU. They got down early, but they didn't let that stop them. I mean, they bested UMass last year, so that was a good win for the program. I mean, sure, on the national scene, it's nothing, but they completely dominated on offense. They had some huge, long classic passing plays, which we haven't seen much of this season, so that was good to see. The D looked amazing. They looked ready for Utah, so... Now, TC, you got some interviews with some of the fans there. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'll play these interviews. Hopefully you can hear them. And then at the very end, I'm talking to Sione Takitaki, probably our best defensive player, right up there with Bronson Kafusi. And I ask him about the rivalry game. So hopefully it's audible. Let me play these, and you can hear what they have to say here. All right, it's pulling up right now.
I'm here at the UMass game. BYU just took the lead 14-10, and I'm here with Trevor Budge. Trevor Budge, okay, so we're sitting here watching the end of the first half together. Trevor, this game's been pretty close. How do you see it ending up? Are you going to pull this one out?
I think that by the end, we're going to overpower him. Looks like we're trying to put him with the run game. So I'm hoping that that's going to pay off at the end, because I think that's what the game plan is. But I kind of want to see some more throws.
Yeah, we've been running the ball up the middle quite a bit. All of our yards have mostly come off runs. All right, we're going to watch this play here. All right, UMass is driving. All right, biggest question is, can we beat Utah? You know that their quarterback got hurt, and their star running back, Zach Moss, just went down, season-ending knee injury. Can we beat Utah this year?
Can we? Yes. I have full confidence in the team. Will we? That's to be seen, but yes, we can. We beat Wisconsin, and that wasn't a fluke. We have it within us. We just need a good game plan.
All right, your final call. What, do we beat them?
I want to say yes. It's going to be close, though.
Okay, there you go. Trevor's predicting a close game. And a victory. All right, we'll see you later. All right, so halftime here at the UMass game. I've driven 10 miles up to watch the game. And who do I see? One of my neighbors, Ed. Up here with his two kids, known him for a long time. His kids have played sports with my kids for forever. So, Ed, how do you think this game's going to shape out? What does BYU need to do to keep the lead and put this thing away?
BYU has to do some more offensive tricks to keep the defense, off balance for UMass. And, then, yeah, they definitely have to score more. They have to play like they did more against Hawaii, because UMass is more quality team as far as level of talent, more like a Hawaii defense.
All right, okay. Now, the big question that we want to know is BYU-Utah. Their quarterback, their running back is out. Does that give us a glimmer of hope? Can we actually win this year?
Yes, we can win. We got the talent to do it. We got the right coaches and the right, level of players to do this. So, yeah, it's about time.
All right. We can win, yes, but will we win? What is your actual prediction going on record right now?
I forget. Is it a home game or is it away?
It is at Rice-Eccles.
BYU wins with a field goal in the last minute.
Ooh, hey, okay, another close prediction. Okay, I'm going to ask your kids here, who wins, BYU or Utah?
BYU.
Okay.
BYU.
Okay, obviously I got some biased fans here, but the optimism is up. I do not think early on in the season, after we lost a couple, like Utah State game, I don't think we would have said that. And now we got Wilson in, gives us a bit more optimism. I think fans are feeling pretty good.
So I'll add for Utah, they were looking like killers. They looked like they were going to run the Pac-12. But then they've stumbled, and like you said, the injuries, that could definitely favor the Cougars, so go Cougs.
All right, there you have it, and we are getting in the way of people's pictures here. We're going to sign off.
All right, and now here's the talkie-talkie soundbite.
All right, here comes Sione talkie-talkie.
All right, so there you have it. Now,
let me just say, an enthusiastic TC there.
Yeah, let me just say, you know, all those interviews were done before Utah went out and took care of business versus Oregon, and I honestly don't know if the optimism would have been as great. You notice that I caveated all my questions with, okay, now these two key injuries, do we have a chance? I think realistically, most BYU fans would have said before those injuries, no, probably not much of a chance. But having seen those, you know, the replacements come in, Shelley and Shine come in and play as well as they did, I don't know if we would have gotten the same answers.
Well, what did Talkie Talkie say? Well, I couldn't hear that very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I said, we're going to beat Utah. He said, yeah, we're going to get them. Now, okay. I will say I talked to Coach Sataki and asked him the same question, and he was also optimistic, but he didn't have the same level of confidence. He said, we're building up to it, you know, we're gonna work up there, we're gonna get them. But you know, obviously the players, you know, just off of a win, they were pretty hyped up. So yeah, there was a lot of confidence flowing.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, K-Ray, thoughts on the BYU fans' comments there?
No, you know, I like the confidence. You got to like the confidence. You got to believe in your team. And I'll say this for BYU Cougar fans: they really do believe in their team, which is they believe they can win any game, and that's admirable. The optimism and the belief is fun to see, and it's a fun part of being a BYU fan, I suppose. So I appreciate that. In all seriousness, it's probably the most optimistic fan base, and for good reason. They pull out some games that they you know, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Texas, that people don't give them a lot of opportunity to win, at least the opposing fans, and they win it. And good for them. Good for their fan base. Glad to see that they're looking forward to the game.
All right, so there we have it. We have some BYU fans, some youth fans on the record. So this is going to be a good one this year. Now, neither of these teams are going to the playoffs. So let's get that out of the way. Now, what does Utah have to play for, K-Ray? I mean, what is Utah playing for at this point?
Ooh, well, Utah's still playing for the Pac-12 South and a ticket to the Pac-12 Championship game. If we beat Colorado, all we need is for Arizona State to lose either at Oregon on senior night or versus a resurgent Arizona team. So we are still very much in the running for the Pac-12 South if we can beat Colorado on Saturday at 11:30 Mountain Time, which is a really early kickoff. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that is early.
Which we don't play well in day games, as I've stated. We are a night game team, which is proven out this year. The day game versus Arizona State being a good example. As soon as it turned nightfall in Salt Lake City, we turned it on and beat up on Oregon. So, Utah still has a lot to play for. We're still playing for a really good bowl game. And we're still playing for the Rose Bowl, basically. And if we don't make the Rose Bowl, we're still playing for the Holiday Bowl or the Alamo Bowl potentially. So, lot still to play for right now.
Okay. All right, TC, what is BYU playing for at this point?
Well, the win versus UMass all but kind of guarantees bowl eligibility. I mean, at home versus New Mexico State, one of the worst teams in college football. I mean, if we don't win that game, then, you know, we don't even deserve to go to a bowl, even if we beat Utah the following week. So I think we have that wrapped up, more or less. Now, yeah, I'm counting my chickens before they hatch. True, but Now, here's the interesting thing is there are going to be probably more bowl eligible teams this year than there are slots to fill bowls. So there's like 78 teams that will make it to a bowl game, and already there are 64 teams eligible to be in a bowl. And yeah, out of those 64, BYU is not one of them. They have to win one of their next two games to be included in that. So a lot of the projectors like Jerry Palm on CBS, et cetera, they're saying there's going to be way more teams this year bowl eligible than there are bowl slots. So yeah, we're still fighting for a little bit of respect. I think the fact that we beat Wisconsin, I think the fact that we're kind of we have a bigger following than most, than your average school. We draw more fans to stadiums than your average school. I think that will more or less ensure us a spot, but it is not guaranteed as it would have been in years past. So we're still playing to actually get to a bowl, and then, you know, realistically, the Utah game is going to be more important for us, given the fact that we haven't beaten them in a decade plus, than anybody we're going to play in our bowl game. So, I mean, where Utah really does have loftier goals, they're shooting for the Rose Bowl. I mean, that's the Utah game is for all intents and purposes going to be our bowl game this year.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Wow. That's an interesting stat about not enough bowl games for the qualifying team. That is nuts.
Now, here's another interesting stat. I was looking, this is really weird, actually. I was looking at the 5-7 teams, and you know that if you finish 5-7, you can still actually qualify for a bowl game, but then it goes down to your academic progress report from the previous year. And so I was looking at the rankings of the academic progress reports, and BYU is near the very bottom. I mean, they're near the, I mean, they're right there with, like, you know, South Alabama and Morgan State, and near the top is like Air Force and Northwestern. So I was like scratching my head, what in the world? Like, you know, BYU usually ranks pretty high on all things academically. And here's what it is. The tabulation for that is you get points for players that remain academically eligible to continue playing, and then you also get points for players who stay in school the following year. So I think what's happening is you have all these freshmen coming, and then they go on their missions, and then that drags BYU's academic progress report way, way down. So anyway, nevertheless, that's one bit of statistics that K-Ray could use. At least by this statistic, their football team is actually academically far beyond BYU's team.
Wow, that's nuts. That is nuts. I mean, now we're talking academics. That's just crazy.
Well, you guys are going to kill New Mexico State, and then you're definitely going to go to a bowl. Even if you lose to Utah, you definitely go to a bowl at 6-6. I mean, just for the reason you stated. I mean, wherever they go, they're gonna sell more tickets than the average team. So I'm not worried at all about BYU going to a bowl.
Yeah, I think that's safe, and I will say I think. There's no way Arizona State beats Oregon and Arizona back to back on the road. I think it's there for the taking, the spot for the Pac-12 championship game for Utah. Now, I think the biggest hurdle is beating Colorado on the road. They've stumbled a bit, but
yeah.
Well, let's talk about these upcoming games. So Utah has Colorado. What's your take on that, K-Ray? Is this a tough one? I mean, Colorado's been kind of sliding downhill, but what's your take?
No, this game makes me very nervous, no question about it. Even more so than Oregon. I mean, Oregon at home, you got to think we got to fight a chance. But Colorado on the road, 11:30 kickoff, as I've stated. Very, very nervous, man.
This is the theory of the day versus the night.
Very nervous. It's senior night, I guess, in Colorado. I don't know Colorado's schedule besides us, but I presume it could be senior night for them. They may have another home game. It's not senior night, it's senior morning. I'm very worried about this game. I think we win because I don't think Colorado's that good. Actually, they let Oregon State beat them. So I think we win this game, but it's a classic November pitfall for Utah.
So I'm looking at the schedule. They started off 5-0, including beating Arizona State by a touchdown. And then they've lost their last five. But, I mean, their last week's game was kind of they got killed by Washington State. But other than that, they were in every game. But yeah, I mean, this one should be a Utah victory. And then you just kind of hold your breath and you turn on, you turn on the Arizona State game and you're cheering for whoever's playing them.
That's for sure. No question.
That's for sure.
All right. So BYU has a supposed gimme game against New Mexico State. Does such an easy game like this hurt or help the Cougars as they head into the following week against Utah? TC, what do you say?
Well, it's an opportunity to kind of refine some things. Now, what's interesting is it will be senior night. It'll be Tanner Mangum's last game at BYU. So I'm wondering, I mean, it's actually an interesting decision the coaches will have to make is how much time do we give Tanner and kind of send him off on the right note versus now Zach Wilson needs as much playing time as possible in order to gear up for Utah and our bowl game. And that'll be the most interesting thing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, New Mexico State, just looking at their schedule, I mean, they're not good. So if we struggle at all versus them, I mean, that will be a severe warning sign for the following week for versus Utah Rice Eccles. It should be pretty much wrapped up by halftime. But it'll be interesting to see how much Tanner Mangum gets playing time versus Zach Wilson.
Yeah, interesting point. Yeah, didn't think of that. All right, K-Ray, you have any thoughts on this BYU New Mexico State game?
I think it's a whooping. I think that BYU easily takes care of business. This should be an easy victory. New Mexico State's they've had victories over UTEP, Liberty, and I think it's Alcorn State. ALCN? Alcorn State.
Yeah, Alcorn.
It's easy victory.
All right. Well, it's going to get interesting. It is going to get even more interesting as we head into the rivalry game coming up. So anything else you guys want to say?
Go Oregon Ducks. Beat up on Arizona State, please.
Finally, you're learning the Pac-12 way. All right.
Oregon should borrow our feathered helmets from this past week as well. So.
Okay, can we talk about
that? Yeah, let's get into this real quick here. What is the deal with the feather hats? I mean, that has nothing to do with the Ute, does it?
It's our mascot, man. The hawk protected the Ute Indians for generations, and they're our mascot. It has everything to do with us.
I didn't get that at all.
Hawk protected. Is that a Ute tribal thing or what?
Yeah, well, I just made that up, but I'm sure. I'm sure so.
For a second I thought, okay, well that makes sense. I get it, but you made it up. I still have no idea what those helmets stood for. I don't get it at all.
It's our hawk. It's our mascot. Our mascot's a hawk, right? So, I mean, our mascot's a ute.
I thought it was a ute.
Our mascot's a ute, but the mascot we dress up is a hawk. And a lot of, actually, a fair amount of Utah ute gear has the hawk, depicts the hawk. So this is the hawk helmet. Now I
those look like swan wings.
I would
they
have...
didn't look like hawk wings. They look like pigeon or like swan.
Look. I would
pigeon
have
wings.
I would have
those
debuted
the pigeon
the
wings. Like,
I would have like, pigeon wings.
Are all over the Capitol building in Utah.
I would have
causing a mess.
Fighting pigeons. The pigeons and the ducks battling it out.
I would have debuted the helmets against a team other than a bird team.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah,
Those were some sweet helmets. I don't care what you guys say. Those were some really, really cool helmets.
I couldn't figure out which team was the Ducks.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious! Yeah, that was pretty awkward.
You could barely see the feathers on the Oregon helmets. I could see the feathers on the Utah helmets.
Yeah, they both had. Yeah, Oregon wore their feathered helmets too, didn't they? That was interesting.
That was pretty odd, man. Very odd.
Oh, boy.
Battle of the feather helmets.
it was a great helmet. It was a great helmet.
All right, well, that about wraps it up for this week. So until next week, we are out. Peace.
Hello.